today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers, dear sisters, salam. So welcome. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. And for this episode, we have an interesting topic. We're going to speak about bringing up daughter in a Muslim family.
I pray to God, my heart, soul, and body, every single day of my life, with every breath, I solemnly promise to try to live my life for you. Oh Allah, you did revive my soul and shone your light into my heart. So please leave you is now my only goal. Oh, I love you so. I love you so.
Today, Thursday, is the 5th of Zilqada, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 4th of Khordad, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 25th of May, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We bless this moment by recitation of chapter An-Nahl, verses 58 and 59.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وإذا بشر أحدهم بالأنثى ظل وجهه مسودا وهو كظيم.
And when one of them is informed of the birth of a female, his face becomes dark and he suppresses grief.
يتوارى من القوم من سوء ما بشر به أيمسكه على هون أم يدسه في التراب ألا ساء ما يحكمون.
He hides himself from the people because of the ill of which he has been informed. Should he keep it in humiliation or bury it in the ground? Unquestionably, evil is what they decide.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
This verse refers to the hideous evil habit of the parents for sake of complementing the discussion. It implies that when one of them is informed of good tidings of having been provided a daughter by Allah, he will be so infuriated with anger that his face changes altogether and becomes blackened while being full of wrath. It is true that the birth of a child is considered as a good tiding, but superstitions regard such good tidings as disgrace and humiliation.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. You are the light who guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you.
So let's speak about the blessing of having the daughter. Allah Almighty says, what means to Allah belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth. He creates what he wills. He gives to whom he wills female children, and he gives to whom he wills males. Or he makes them both males and females, and he renders to whom he wills barren. Indeed, he is knowing and competent. The Holy Quran, chapter 49, verse 50. We notice in the verse that the mention of daughters preceded that of the sons. And the scholars commented on this, saying this is to hearten daughters and encourage kindness towards them, because many fathers at that time felt burdened by receiving a daughter. The common practice of the people during the pre-Islamic era was to hate receiving daughters to the extent that they would bury them alive. Therefore, it is as if Allah is saying to people, this inferior child in your estimation takes precedence in my scale. Also mentions daughters first to indicate their weakness and that they are therefore more deserving of care and attention.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his beautiful progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, today we are going to talk about the Islamic perspective in upbringing the girls and our daughters. Today, educational aspects have become more difficult with the advancement of technology and the use of online tools. We cannot deprive our child of this space, even at the age of 7 and in the first grade of primary school. But based on the Islamic education of our girls, we should teach her that like movies are created by the director's mind and special effects, everything she sees on social networks cannot be lifestyle or a personal character. We should simply teach her that like movies that are created by the director's mind and special effects, so everything she sees on social networks cannot be a lifestyle, let's say a desired lifestyle, or that is really a personal, let's say, point of view of a person. That would be a personal point of view of someone. The next step that I want to present here is the teaching of individual difference. It is possible that our daughters witness and watch some differences from other girls. In some ways, let's say in the face of some of her friends, there are some differences to her. And in the end, this keeps her busy. According to the structure and instructions of Islamic education of girls, individual differences can be a good sign. It can be signs of the oneness of God. So we can, through the differences, we can teach her about the oneness of God, that God has arranged all human beings together like pieces of a puzzle. Each of them is distinguished depending on a series of individual characteristics that can be seen in the face, morals, body and behavior.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light. Be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every palm.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain, pouring all your love to every soul.
Teach your daughter. Your family and home should always come first, honey. The feminist movement and the fight for equality between men and women has stripped the woman of today of her most important treasure, the desire for being a homemaker. This is not to say that a woman should not have a career or endeavor to be more than a homemaker. We have several examples amongst Muslim women, particularly that of Lady Khadija, peace be upon her, who was one of the most successful businesswomen of her time and one of the most successful women in the Akhirah, the hereafter. However, teach your daughters to not fall in the trap of considering homemaking as something that is beneath them, the work of women with no ambition, or something that needs to be shared between husband and wife. We are told by the Prophet, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, that his daughter Fatima will be the leader of the women of Jannah. And if you look at her life, you will find that she has spent her time as a devoted slave of Allah and a homemaker, who worked tirelessly for her home and her family. The Prophet said, if a woman prays her 5 daily prayers, fasts during the month of Ramadan, guards her chastity, and obeys her husband, it will be said to her, enter paradise by whichever of gates of paradise you wish. This is today's special and raising a daughter. Even though having a son and a daughter is different, as people tend to prefer a boy rather than a girl, parents must not treat it differently. Whoever loves their daughters and sons equally will be admitted to paradise. It is said, whoever had a female who has not insulted by him and had not preferred his male children to her, Allah admits him to paradise. If someone raised his daughter well until she got married, Allah makes Jannah a compulsory for him. The obligation of a parent will end once the daughter got married.
Let's see, what does the religion of Islam say about daughters? What does the religion of Islam, how does the religion of Islam portray sisters and daughters and women, and generally speaking, in the Quran and in the Hadith? Because even now, you find there are some cultures that are against women. You find some cultures that are misogynistic, that have this negative perspective of daughters. If they have a daughter, they're going to treat their daughter differently from their son. And this is a reality that goes on even until today. Or you find that in some cultures, the men, they inherit, the sisters don't inherit. This is happening right now in some countries. They pass on a house or a belonging, a farm, only to the men in the family, afraid it's going to go towards someone else. And this is something that is haram. This is something that is against Islam. This is something that is against what the message of Rasulullah came with. When we look at the Quran, we see that women and daughters and wives are discussed. Some people have the idea that it was only the prophets who were the men that are mentioned in the Quran, and they're the ones who are the men of God and the ones who brought the religion and everything. No. One example Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us is Hawa, Eve. Today in the Christian, in the Bible, it says, and even in some, this has made its way in some of the Muslim books, not the Shia books, that the Eve was created from what was remaining from Adam, the soil that was remaining from Adam. Then Allah saw that there was some extra, so yalla, let's go, let's make Eve now. Let's make Hawa. When this is not right. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam and Eve together. Or there's a mindset that it was Eve that made Adam eat from the tree. No, they both ate from the tree. It wasn't one to be blamed over the other.
So, inshallah, we continue on the next episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio, inshallah. Till then, fi amanillah.
They told me that I'm crazy, who you praying for? Told me there is nothing who you're looking for. Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer.